And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned to the broadcast again. We're picking up our study here in Mark chapter 12, the Gospel of Mark chapter 12, verse number 35. The Lord Jesus has dealt with these Pharisees and Herodians, the Sadducees. They've come trying to trip the Lord up. Then we have a man that comes that's a scribe, a writer, a copier of the scriptures over and over. And he's had much exposure to the scriptures, much time by himself looking to the detail of the copy that he was copying. A man versed in what the scripture says and where scriptures are located and such as that. He asked a question to the Lord about the first commandment of all. And the Lord tells him about loving the Lord and honoring the Lord with everything of life, everything about us. And also gives him a bonus in that he tells him the second commandment that is very much like the first. And the reason it is much like the first is because our neighbor, mankind, we've men, women, boys, and girls, we've been created in the image and likeness of God and have been given the glory of the Lord to be able to do not exactly the way the Lord does, because we don't have the power that he's given us presently. But we do things in this creation and in this world that are in parallel with the way the Lord does. We don't ascend into the Lord to be like him or a God, but we are the greatest of his creation upon this earth. And in that, we represent the Lord. I think there's a great parallel that's there. And in that ability, we are to honor God in it. And so the man answers discreetly. And the Lord tells him, you're not far from the kingdom of God, verse 34, because if you really love the Lord and you hang on his every word, you'll hear everything that he says. And what the Lord says to sinners, to mankind, men, women, boys, and girls, is that they're sinners. We're wicked and depraved before him. We need help outside of ourselves. And the good news is that Jesus came to die, to suffer, bleed, and die, be buried, and raise again so that sinners like you and me can be saved through simple repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance towards God that we're guilty, and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that he died, was buried, and rose again for you, for the individual. You must believe that for yourself, for you to be saved. It's not a wholesale kind of thing, but you must repent and believe. And then it says in verse number 35, and Jesus answered and said, while he taught in the temple, how say the scribes that Christ is the son of David? So a scribe has come and asked this question. He's agreed with the answer of the Lord, and the Lord tells him what he does. And so then the Lord poses a question to the scribes, because again, they're in the scripture and they're writing copies over and over and over again. And so he asks this question, how is it that the scribes say that Christ, a Messiah, is the son of David? Okay, so the scribes go around saying that he's going to be the son of David. I find it interesting that the Lord Jesus Christ, we know he was born in Bethlehem, and there's Old Testament scriptures that say that Messiah will come in Bethlehem, Judea, in the days when the Lord Jesus was born, and the wise men came to Herod. He inquired of the scribes about where Christ would be born, and in Bethlehem. That was the answer. But when the Lord Jesus Christ hits his ministry, at least from the account of the Gospels and the Scripture, no one ever asked him. They always assumed that he was born In Nazareth, because that's where he grew up. And I find that very interesting. So how say the scribes that Christ is the son of David? For David himself said by the Holy Ghost. So see, that tells very straightly that the scriptures are divine and inspired by the Spirit of God. The Lord uses men. He used David to write much of the Old Testament scriptures, as well as other brethren. And it was a work of the Holy Spirit of God within men. For David himself said by the Holy Ghost, the Lord is pulling this out, this understanding is that, listen, the Spirit of God is behind this, what David wrote. So you can't put it off that David was having a bad day or David was having a moment, you know, and wasn't telling things straight. But it's the Spirit of God is behind this. So it must be received and understood that it is from God, even though the Lord used David to write it. For David himself said by the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, the Lord said unto my Lord, and if you have your Bible there, you can look and see that there's a distinction between the first Lord, the Lord said unto my Lord, the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, Jehovah God, who stands alone. He's like no other. Oh, don't be misinformed and misled. Jehovah God and Allah are not the same. They're not the same. Allah is a Persian God. Allah has nothing to do with Jehovah God. Jehovah God, God Almighty, whose Son is the Lord Jesus Christ, He is God, and beside Him is none other. All other gods, Allah and all other gods, are gods of men that they have created. They do not exist. They do not exist. They are figments of men's imaginations. There is only one God. As the Lord said earlier in this chapter, one Lord. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and He is the one. The Lord said unto my Lord, capital L, then lowercase O-R-D, lower O, lower R, lower D, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. David, therefore, verse 37, calleth him Lord. And whence is he then his son? So the Lord says, David says this about the Lord saying unto his Lord. What's going on there? What's that all about? How is it that the scribes say that Christ is the son of David when he says this? Well, see, what we have here is the capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, that's Jehovah God. He said unto David's Lord, what David is saying there is his Savior. It's a direct reference to the Lord Jesus Christ. God has said unto Jesus, God has said unto Jesus, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. You know where the Lord Jesus Christ is right now? Scriptures tell us plainly He's at the right hand of the Father. That's what the Scriptures say. When He rose from the dead, He went back and forth between glory and the earth, and He spent 40 days teaching and edifying and building up that first church that He had built during the day of His ministry. And then He finally ascended up into heaven to sit down at the right hand of God. And the Lord Jesus is waiting till the Father says, or God says unto Him, go get them, the rapture. Go get my saints. Go get our saints. Go get our children. And then the God Almighty is working in the affairs of the world to bring it to pass that He will judge the nations. He will draw back His nation Israel. He will rapture out the saints, and then not in any particular order that I'm mentioning these things. And then Jesus will come and rule and reign for 1,000 years upon this old earth. His enemies will be made His footstool. They will all bow. And so then he asked them this question. How do the scribes say that Christ is the son of David? And for David himself said by the Holy Ghost, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. David therefore himself calleth him Lord. How can he be after David? And whence is he then his son? So how is it that he can be David's Lord and yet be his son? Well, the Gospels tell us plainly, they're a piece of that understanding, that Jesus is a descendant of David, and yet he is his Lord. Jesus had fellowship with David in the day that David lived. David was blessed to be able to see that there would be one, and the Son of God, that would be and is his Savior. And then in the course of time, a thousand years later, David has a son through his lineage, not directly, but through his lineage. And the Gospels tell us about that in Luke and in Matthew, about the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mary is a descendant of David through Nathan. And Joseph, who was supposed to be the Lord Jesus Christ's father, was a descendant through Solomon. And the Lord even made it toward the Lord Jesus' stepdaddy, Joseph, was of the descendancy of David. Who is the Lord Jesus Christ a father? It's God Almighty. But indeed, through Mary, the Lord does associate and connect himself. He is a relative and related to us in that he is the Son of Man. He identifies with us as a man, but he does not identify with us in regarding sin of himself. He bore our sins, but he has no sin within himself. And so the Lord asked this question, and the common people heard him gladly. They enjoyed this about David, and they enjoy this connection that the Lord draws out. How is it that David calls him Lord and yet he's his son? Well, because Jesus has always been, and David had fellowship with his Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. But then, hundreds of years later, Jesus would come of the lineage of David and come and become a man and fill his gospel as he did some 2,000 years ago. The common people heard him gladly. You know, something to rejoice over. That's something that's not, it's not complicated. It's something that shows the power of God, and that God would come down and become a man, and that the Lord would use a man, David, a man after his own heart, and would give him a promise. The promise that was given to Abraham, a promise that was given to Noah, a promise that was given to Adam, that there would be one that would come that would help us, that would save us. All those Old Testament scriptures pointing and telling about the Lord Jesus Christ and what he would do to come and save his people. What a glorious, glorious, wonderful Savior we have. If you're under the hearing of my voice and you've never repented of your sins before God and trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, we point you to him. As Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, be reconciled to God. If you're not saved, you're on your way to hell and the lake of fire, and you will die and be destroyed there forever, separated from God and separated from ever blessing, even the blessings of this life, all because you love your sin more. Repent of your sins before God, and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, him and his gospel, for the salvation of your soul, for the forgiveness of your sins, for the granting to you of everlasting life through Jesus Christ, for the blessing and granting to you through Jesus Christ of peace with your Creator. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.